Second paragraph of Ma'aseh Sheni, Mishnah Dal, is a continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnah, that there are certain produce that are can be eaten and sometimes eaten by human beings, but a major use of these things is for animal. Therefore, the Ma'aseh, the Achayev, and Trumas and Ma'aseh, but we are more lenient about them. So Kashine Ma'aseh Sheni, there's also some type of food that fits that category. So if it's Maitre Sheinu Yeochlu Tzimchoyne, like we saw in the previous Mishnah by Tilton, they should eat it right away before it becomes Tomei. Or the Rambam learns that you're allowed to eat it even if it's not fully ripened. Nechnosan Yerushalayim Yoytim, even though when it's Yerushalayim you're allowed to take it out, even though regular Maitre Sheinu you're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim. Nitmu, if it became Tomei, Rabbi Tafanoim Yiskal Lisas, you should not redeem them, because we can redeem them, you're going to feed it to animals, and we don't want to redeem like the shame to feed to animals, and therefore you should just split it up into small amounts. We saw this idea in the Sefer Trumas, that each piece is less than a kevetza, in this fashion it won't be matam other things. Yeah, the chachamim say yipodu, they do permit one to redeem this kashini like the shame that became tamei. The shel truma, we mentioned before that truma is more lenient in respect to this halacha. And therefore, when you soak it or you rub it on your skin, you should do it in a fashion that doesn't come in contact with water, so that it should remain tar. Because these two things, you're more or less directly being the tamid. Of a machil and the tumah, you're allowed to feed it to an animal, the tumah. This is the kula of truma, of kashine truma, that you're allowed to feed it directly to a behema, where the kashine maishashen lachachila should not be fed to a behema. And they still aymen shoyim the tahira. When you soak it actually in water, you have to do it the tahira, the shofim machin the tumah, and you rub it on your skin or you feed it to an animal. You can do it even in a fashion that it can be makabel tumah. Yeah. Shama yaymen sham is very machmi yochlu. Sorry, he says you have to eat it dry. In other words, in a fashion that wasn't mukshel makabel tumah, never makabel tumah, because since it's something more lean, we're more concerned that you're going to be in the Tamid. And Rabbi Akiva Imer Kol Masei Metuma, he's the most lenient, and he says he could mamish be Metamid be Yadayim. He's asking Rabbi Sil, he shouldn't be Metamid be Yadayim, but other than that you don't have to be overly concerned that it will come to a situation of Tumah.